About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning, Klein Alley Show. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming back for more. It's going to be a hot one today. We showed up this morning and the AC was broken at work. Seems to always be the way when it's the hottest day of the year.
Well, I think the building manager is retiring today, so I think he's out. He's done.
Great. Seems like a good time for that guy to step down. That was one of the guys you brought in here to test my knowledge of names. He'd been working here 35 years. Happy final day to the great whatever his face was.
There's a retirement party for him today. You want to go and say a little something about his legacy?
I was not asked to speak at it.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Right now I'm asking you to speak at it.
That's not... It would not be appropriate, I don't think. I think someone who knows him better should speak at his party. But anyway, congratulations.
Does anyone know him better
Kevin
than
G.
you?
That's his name, Kevin G. Don't know what the G stands for. No one does, but regardless.
Will you be an attending? Just for, to see him off?
I have a thing I have to do,
oh, really?
Do after the show. Could he move the retirement party to earlier, or is that possible?
To exactly 11 a.m. to 11:10.
Bro, there's going to be tacos there, though.
I know. Does that change your mind?
I mean, the tacos are... That does make me want to stay for the retirement party, but listen, who is going to the retirement party? Is anyone going?
Me, I am. That's my boy.
You're going for the tacos, though, Johnny.
No, Kevin Graham is actually one of my closest friends.
Oh, Graham. I knew that. Graham.
Oh, sorry. Damn it.
He's one of your closest friends?
Yeah, he's the homie, man.
He's like 80, dude.
He's not 80. He's only like 60.
No, you're wrong.
I'm dead ass. He's only like 60, 63 tops.
Black don't crack, Johnny. Black don't crack.
Yeah, he's 60.
Why would you retire at 60?
Because he can. He's a G like that. He set up his funds really well, and now he gets to go retire and play tennis and go metal detect on the beach all day long.
Oh, that's right. He's a beach metal detector guy, which is crazy because I always have wanted to talk to these beach metal detector guys.
He's definitely 100 then.
And ask, right, if they've ever found anything to make it worth it. Because usually it's like every day, beep, 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 up, it's another part of a soda can.
I think he does it every weekend. I think he found a gold ring once, right?
Yeah, he just found a ring. That's like the craziest thing. He's found
them. Well, anyway, that guy's decided that there's a more lucrative future in looking for stuff on the beach than working in radio. So he's out, and we wish him nothing but the best and happy final day working here. Please, if you
flip
could,
on that AC on the way out.
If you can fix the AC today of all days, for the love of Christ, it is hot in here. Allie and I may go topless for the remainder of the show.
Or maybe it's like, I'm going to stick it to him and boil them all alive on the way out.
That's a great FU.
It is. Not maybe he's the only one who knows where the controls are.
Not my problem, bitches. I'm out.
Yeah.
We got lots to get to today. Someone in here will be taste testing the very expensive cup of water from Erewhon that we have. We all pooled our money together to buy one cup of this water, and someone's going to go ahead and try to figure out if they can tell the difference between that and good old-fashioned K-Rock tap water. So that'll be coming up a little bit later today on the show as well. And hall passes are all the rage these days, celebrity hall passes. It's actually the inspiration for a new movie that's coming up. So Allie and I had conversations with our wives to figure out if we would be able to get hall passes. And I don't know how your conversation went. I know we'll listen to the audio a little bit later.
Mine was very surprising.
Mine went pretty much according to plan, which means
she got very mad.
I'm currently in a fight. So thanks again, this show, making my personal life way worse.
You're in a fight, and I've got a list.
Oh, man. We'll get into all that coming up a little bit later this morning. Right now, though, let's go ahead and kick things off with, I didn't see this coming, did ya? All right, Klein Alley Show. We got lots to get into. Thank you, Beastie Boys. If you want to go to see Evanescence at the Kia Forum on Saturday, we'll get you into that show a little bit later. And then, of course, your Disneyland tickets. Shouldn't have buried the lead there. Four packs of tickets coming up in less than 2 hours. And then all day long here at K-Rock. As you know, the heat is the big story. Perhaps the only thing that could possibly take headlines away from all World Cup action is what is happening in Southern California for the next few days. It's going to be very hot. There was a woman last night. This video is wild because she's reporting on how hot it is, even at nighttime. She's standing in Sherman Oaks doing a live report saying it's still 85 degrees and it's going to get hotter or something like that.
Is she hot?
She's also hot because they have to do
that. I mean, that's what they do on purpose,
and
right?
In the middle of her report, she has a cockroach crawling across her body.
Whoa!
Now, most people, especially, I mean, I'm going to say most people, and there's been some viral videos over the years of news people doing live reports and all of a sudden bugs fly in their mouths or crawl up them, and they usually completely freak out. This woman should win whatever award, the Newsies or whatever award they get, because she was able to...
It was crawling across her chest,
crawling
too, right?
Like, right on her boobs. A giant cockroach crawling across her cleavage. It was like a cleavage.
It almost seems planted.
Well, the video, I'm sure, is getting a ton of views now because the fact that she... I'm going to play the her report, but she doesn't... She, you can tell she kind of speeds through it because at the end, I think she realizes what's happening. So she does a quick kind of, all right, now back to you in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't do that... Like, you know, you would think people would do in that situation.
Which you, but, would do.
Of course. Yeah, who wouldn't? Exactly. Who wouldn't? It's socially acceptable. Cockroach? Cockroaches are universally hated by everyone.
Everybody.
They are the most
They are the most disgusting insects on the planet.
The way they move. The way they
don't die.
The way you instantly feel just gross. Like you come across one in your place, and we all have them in our place, I'm sure. But
and
you come
slow and really, really fast.
Yeah, you come across one, and you just go, I got to get out of here. It's my living filth. And this woman, she held it together.
And it's a lot more comfortable at this hour, but we're still in the 80s here in the valley. So overnight temperatures not necessarily dropping, and this leads to less recovery.
So I can hear right here. This is where she, I think,
realizes.
Do you
think she really knows, though?
Oh,
maybe
she knows
she did, because I don't see her look down in the video.
You can hear it in the voice. I think she knows there's something on her. I don't think she realizes it's cockroach. If she knew that and was still able to keep it together.
Then you're done.
Oh,
done with the report.
Done. And if you hear her wrap it up quickly, or we'll put the video up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show. You can check it out. But it is. I mean, this thing is
massive.
It's
one of the biggest cockroaches I've seen.
Dropping, and this leads to less recovery time from the daytime heat. And we're live in Sherman Oaks. I'm Rachel Menatoff. I'll send it back to you in the studio.
Now, at this point, she's wrapping up quick and definitely earlier than she's supposed to. Now, they do keep the camera rolling on her, and then you can see her try to shake the bug off her.
Rachel, thank you. And it's...
The cameraman's laughing at her.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because, I mean, it is. But I'll tell you, that's professionalism right
there.
Well,
and also, how does it get that high up on her?
It's unbelievable.
Like, did it crawl that far from the ground, or did it drop from a tree? Like, how did that roach I got to get on that
cleat? I think it's one of them flying cockroaches.
That's what they said.
But I believe, in general, like, cockroaches don't like people. They try to avoid us, usually. That's the...
Seems like they love people.
It seems like
they are wherever we are.
They like our stuff, but I don't think they like us. That's the one benefit, at least I always tell myself, is, yeah, sure, there's some cockroaches that whenever I...
I don't think they care about anything.
Whenever I go deep, like looking for one of the good snacks that I hide in my kitchen so that I hide it for myself so I'm not a big fat pig every day, and I like hide stuff in the top shelves. Whenever I'm like, today I'm going to go be a big fat pig, and I go to the top shelf, there's always some scurry thing.
Ugh.
And then I go, that. I can't keep it cool like she was. It's incredible.
If there was a cockroach on your cleave...
Oh,
that would
God.
Be a great video.
Well, anyway, you got to see this because I'll tell you, once again, finest reporter. I know that there's reporters that have been in war zones before and they get awards for that. This give this woman some sort of an award.
Here's the audio of the cameraman afterwards.
How did you not move?
I bumped that audio.
How did you not move?
Like, how did you not move?
How did you not move?
I mean, he's freaking out. And that thing was on her cleave.
I feel like he should have thrown the camera and run.
Oh, man. So,
next time we find a cockroach, you got to put it on you.
If we have them here in the building, you know, this is the home of Papa Roach and Lionel Roachy. And
especially with the AC out, I feel like this is a good day for them, active.
We've named a few of the ones, and they'll definitely be coming out here. This place has got tons of cockroaches.
No, thanks.
It's probably one by you, Allie, right now.
No, we're not doing it.
If you find one today, we will see if it will sit longer on Allie's cleave or my cleave.
It'll jump right off my cleave.
Yeah, I don't blame it either.
I wonder how long it would take for it to do a lap around your neck.
Oh, days. Days. We'll come back in a second.
If you want, kills it.
If you want Allie's money, you can call now and claim it. 800-520-1067. We've got $100 with your name on it. All you got to do is answer some questions about the news. We'll come back and do that after this. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Bit of a hype song for you to get you ready for a little round of Allie Knows the News and victory. It's all about the victory these days.
Oh, I just wanted to... chime in. Let's go Spain. I hope they win today. That's all I got for FIFA news. Let's go.
That guy should be in a better mood today than he was when he left that message yesterday at this exact time. Congratulations to all fans of Spain. And I think that some people whose country is out, a lot of people have shifted now. You got to find something to root for.
Yeah, you got to pick.
Got to find some loyalty. I know Vanessa, who was a diehard Colombia. is now...
She's now España.
She's now decided to just go all España. And I think she's trying to fool people into thinking that she's Spanish. She wants, you know, everyone wants to feel like they've got something to root for.
Yeah, I mean, it's like watching the Super Bowl. At the end, you're like, who do I care?
It's usually who do I like, who do I hate the least? And that's what it comes down to. And so then I start thinking about, of all the countries that are remaining, have any of them done me wrong?
Well, and then I was like, you know, today is Argentina and England. And I was like, well, you know, Argentina's got Messi. But then I found out they won last time.
Of course.
And I'm like, all right, well, then now I'm not as...
It's been like 60 years for England, I think.
Yeah.
Argentina, for England, it's been since 66.
They're like the, you know, the Patriots of the NFL a few years back, or the, you know, more recently the Chiefs or something.
So now I'm like, whatever, F that guy.
So then you start thinking, yeah, it's been a while for England, but once again, we hated England, which is why we had to start our own country. So now I feel like I've got bones there. I lived in Spain for a bit, so I feel like I have some feeling towards Spain. But the reality is, at the end of it all, I just realized I just don't care.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what I've come down to.
And that's what you always come back to.
That's why all I do is root for you guys to beat Allie and take her money every morning around this time. And right now I'll be rooting for Eric in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Allie and Klein.
Five questions about things in the news. Allie will leave the K-Rock studios, which means she'll probably get to experience some sweet air conditioning out in the halls because there's a boiler in here. And we suffer for your amusement. So Allie's out. Your round will officially begin. And here we go.
Allie knows the news.
First question, you should get it easy because it's a Rancho Cucamonga question where you're calling from. An elderly couple in Rancho Cucamonga is being terrorized by what that is currently living under their home?
Ooh, let's call it raccoons.
Raccoons. It's a big story. You should know this. It's happening right in your neighborhood. We got a question number two. The House has passed a bill to make what a permanent thing? What is potentially going to become permanent now based on a bill that was just passed by the House?
Shout out to Kevin and Bean, daylight saving time.
Ah, that's right. That's a fight that they were on for a while. And finally, maybe there's going to be a change if you're annoyed about changing your clocks around. We've got a question number three. Cyclosporosias, a.k.a. exploding ass, has been linked to what fast food restaurant?
I mean, several, but let's call it Chipotle.
Chipotle. We got a question number four now. What do a lighthouse, a pickle, a butterfly, and a cracked smiley face all have in common? And when I ask you the question, understand it is something newsworthy.
Wow. I have no idea, so I'll just plug Sweet James.
Go ahead. He'll appreciate that. Sweet James, my man. And finally, question number five. This rocker, who is currently on the cover of Men's Health, explains why he chooses to work out in leather pants.
Leather pants. Lenny Kravitz?
All right. You did decent, and I think you did enough to probably take Allie's money, but we'll find out in a moment when we send her back in here. Here she comes. She is pregnant, getting more pregnant by the day. You are just joining us. Allie went through many rounds of IVF, et cetera, et cetera. And now here she is, eating for three.
Yeah.
Question number one, Allie. An elderly couple in Rancho Cucamonga mm-hmm. is being terrorized by what that is currently living under their home?
Oh, I think it's a coyote.
All right, he said raccoons. It's not just a coyote. It's a pack.
Oh, it's a whole den?
Oh, it's a whole pack of coyotes living under there. I still give you the point because coyote I will accept, but they say that living there has become almost impossible now because they can't even leave there, afraid they're going to get eaten.
I think they need
Go
to leave.
Go away, coyote!
That's what they got to yell. But I think at some point, especially if there's more than three, that's their house now.
Yeah, that's theirs.
We go to question number two. Allie's up 1-0. The House has passed a bill to make what permanent?
Oh, I think daylight saving time.
All right. He got that as well. He's on the board. It is the correct answer now. I don't know what this means. It feels like this vote happens a lot and everyone says, let's make it permanent, but it still doesn't mean it's permanent yet.
Because then it has to go to the Senate. There's more stuff that has to happen.
So Eric got that right. He's on the board with a point, which means that current score is 2-1. Allie in a slight lead as we go to question number three. Cyclosporosias, a.k.a. exploding ass, has been linked to what fast food restaurant?
I believe this was a Taco Bell situation, because I know they've removed some items from their menu.
So he said Chipotle, but he was thinking close, but no cigar. It is Taco Bell that is now no longer going to be offering certain veggies.
Good guess, though, for Chipotle, because they had a lot of
They had some leaky ass issues as well years ago, which they fixed. And
we all came back.
We all recovered, and then that place did great again, and we all lost a bunch of weight.
I have diarrhea.
That's right. You sure do.
That's what the whole world is saying.
So we go to question number four now. Ellie is up two. Question four. What does a lighthouse, a pickle, a butterfly, and a cracked smiley face have in common? And when I ask the question, understand that it is newsworthy.
A cracked smiley face?
Cracked smiley face, lighthouse, pickle, and butterfly.
A new round of sex emojis?
Okay. It is the, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but July 17th, we are approaching World Emoji Day. And this is the new crop of emojis that will be coming soon to a phone near you. He did not get that one. And we go to this final question. And sorry, your round is looking like it's not going well. This rocker, currently on the cover of Men's Health magazine, claims that he likes to work out in leather pants.
Oh. Slash?
That's an interesting guess. Guess who got that right? Eric, who said Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. He's in good shape.
All right, Eric, you've got a few right, but sadly, at the end, when we add up all the numbers, Ali still beat you, and what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
All right, my name's Eric, and Ali knows the news.
That is a fact. In a moment, we will explain which one of us is about to conquer our funner summer list. And that will be coming up after Offspring on K-Rock. All right, we did make it our mission to make 2026 a funner summer.
Oh, yeah. Ripping the bong.
Fun is at an all-time low. We've talked about reasons why over and over again. People are not having fun anymore. Fun is too expensive. People just like to sit at home and scroll, et cetera, et cetera. So we decided let's turn things around. We promised if you tune into K-Rock every morning, we will force you to have a funner summer like we're forcing each other. And on the list of things that we must do, we have been talking about certain things we must accomplish this summer. I know that next weekend, I was going to do the backyard kegger, but apparently that's the day that Allie's going camping with Vanessa.
Vanessa's coming camping with us, yeah.
We're
going to go down to the San Diego area and do some tent camping. And Vanessa, you don't have to worry about bringing a thing. I have a tent for you. We have stuff to make coffee. We've got a little cooktop. We've got everything you need. This is going to be, is this your first camping experience, Vanessa?
This is my second. The first one, I camped in the car, so I don't feel like it counts. But I was at a campsite.
Were you homeless?
No, that was after she banged the chef in the car, probably.
Oh, okay.
Be quiet.
Anyway, that will be checked off. So I will have helped Vanessa achieve both of her funner summer challenges, which were getting drunk in a water park and going camping.
Right.
You going camping by the beach or the forest? What kind of camping?
You know, we're going with friends. I don't even know. I don't think it's by the beach.
Okay.
It's a little lesbian camping, so it'll be deep in
the
woods.
It'll be rough. Oh, yeah. I'm going to poop in a hole.
I decided, because I need to do an all-nighter and accomplish some other things on the list before I throw the backyard kegger for everyone, which I have to now move because you guys can't do it on Friday. I had said next Friday was going to be the date. But,
no one knew that you said that. Who did you say that to?
I said earlier this summer because I said I have a small window where I don't have my kids this summer, and I'm gonna
do... Yeah, I thought you said the 18th. Is what I recall.
Yeah, there's no way that you confirmed a date.
I swear I gave a few possible Fridays.
No.
I knew I did. But whatever, we'll figure it out and we'll do the backyard. We have to do that between. In fact, I just talked to the keg guy yesterday, the guy who's going to be giving us the keg.
Nice.
So we got...
you were getting one for... a hookup?
I'm getting an ice luge. I'm doing a bunch of things.
Cool.
I've already been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Oh, man, I'm so mad I can't drink.
Don't have the date yet. Oh, we're going to pour stuff that you can drink in there. Don't worry. But on this Friday, because I need to pull an all-nighter, it's very hard for me to stay up all night unless I'm in Vegas. But that's the one place I can stay up all night, no problem. Still. Because I think they pump the air into the casinos and I got the gambling thing. And
you got the adrenaline. There's so many reasons to stay up.
And
in Vegas.
I've been starting to get the itch lately because, you know, you went recently for No Doubt and then someone else went recently for some. I've been hearing a lot of, and even though I know it's going to be hot, really hot. In Vegas, north of 100, obviously, because it's the summer. I finally pulled the trigger, so I'm going to Vegas on Friday.
Are you driving?
Have not figured that part of it out yet. Apparently, I don't know if there's construction or something. But I used to think in my head it took 3 hours to get to Vegas. I think that number is doubled now.
Yeah.
Going back on Sunday sucks. The only way
I think it always could be 3 hours.
I know I did it one time. I feel like in 3 hours, so I always assume that's the number, and that's a very I can stomach that number easily. 3 hour drive, nothing, no problem. But 6 hours, it starts to get real annoying.
Yeah, and I think it's minimum four.
But especially from where you are.
Yeah, especially from where you're at. But do you have a plan? Are you just going to be gambling all night? No, are you going to see a show? What are you going to do?
I'm not going to see a show, Allie.
Blue Man Group, man.
You got to see a magic show.
I'm not seeing a stupid show.
You have to see David Blaine levitate.
Or Copperfield, last year.
I'm proud to say that I've been to Vegas a billion times, and I've never once been to it. Actually, that's not true. I went to Carrot Top one time.
No, we saw that. Absence show together.
Oh yeah, that's right. That didn't really count as a show though.
That was good.
That was a circus show.
Rolling Stones over there, didn't you?
Yeah. Rolling Stones we saw there, but also wouldn't count that as a show. I'll tell you what.
Absence was definitely a show.
Absence not a show, dude. It's a freak show.
Do you have a ticket? Yes.
It's a show.
Did we sit in a theater? Yes, we did.
It was a tent outside of Caesars.
There are folding chairs, and there's a start time and an end time, and there's clapping.
I didn't clap.
Yeah.
I refused. But I...
You saw a circus show.
Here's the important thing. I will be crossing off this weekend, all-nighter. I just called a guy...
Are you going to be taking some substances?
I just called a guy yesterday that I used to be my guy to get extracurriculars from. And I have not spoken to this guy in a while.
Make sure you test it for fentanyl.
You know what he said to me? He goes, I don't do that anymore. I have children now. Now, that made me very sad for a few reasons. This is a guy that I have not probably texted in, I don't know, 10 years plus, but he was my go-to guy for everything.
Every drug?
He could get anything. Then draw whatever you needed. Whatever you needed, he could take care of it. He was like a fixer. This was a guy. And he's out of that business altogether. And now he said he's in HVAC repair. I was so disappointed. What a good career that way.
K-Rock needs him.
You know what?
He's a fixer.
I know I asked you about drugs yesterday, but you went from fixing situations now fixing heating and air conditioning.
Yeah, I mean, he could do great business here with AC repair and cocaine.
Isn't it disappointing when you have a person that you know that's like your irresponsible guy and all of a sudden they like, quote, get it together.
They're like sober.
And then they're like, they figured it out. And I'm like...
It makes you probably feel bad because you're like, well, I have kids.
Yeah. Right, I know.
I'm hitting you up for drugs.
But I said to the guy, I'm like, so you're like out? He's like, yeah. He's like, I've been out for 6 years now. I'm fixing people's air conditioning.
But he still knows somebody. Right?
That's what I said. I'm like, so who's the guy?
You need to give your business to somebody,
and
right?
He's like, wish you all the best. Have a blessed day. I'm like, oh,
blessed
man.
Blessed day?
Yeah, you got blessed day.
Rubbing salt in that wound.
I know, he blessed day'd me, dude. So that used
you just
to be
have a good old fashioned day.
That guy used to say, like, I'll meet you in the parking lot in 30 minutes with an 8-ball.
Cool. Right.
Now he's saying, have a blessed day.
Oh, man. So now you got nothing? What about Jake? Jake's got a hookup, I'm sure.
I have a backup hookup that's fine. I just am not through. But anyway, so I'm trying to figure out how the 24 hours will go because I'm not going to sleep.
And you have that Adderall.
I'm actually contemplating not even getting a hotel room because my feeling is if I get a hotel room, I'm going to sleep.
Are you going with your wife?
So there's the thing.
You're just doing a turnaround trip.
Well, there's two things. My wife got wind of it. She's not thrilled about the idea of me just going to Vegas for 24 hours just to let loose.
Well, and it's expensive.
So she goes, oh, that sounds fun, but I know that her idea of what fun in Vegas would be is very different than my idea of what fun in Vegas would be.
Is her night done at 11:30?
She would want to go to a spa, which I don't want to do. And she would want to go shopping, which I don't want to do.
Uh-oh. So those are my least favorite parts of Vegas.
Those are the two things that I would least want to do. So I said, well, maybe we could go to, like, travel together, but then we could completely
go part ways.
And then meet each other, like, at the time to leave and drive back.
Like a vacation divorce.
Yeah, vacation divorce.
Yeah.
That's the next one, maybe.
Maybe just land and then separate. See each other at the airport.
But I will do the 24. I got to figure out how to document it so you guys. I just want to know what do I need to do so that you guys know that I've accomplished the all-nighter.
We have to document. We need pictures and video of the
whole night. So it's got to be updates like every, hey, now it's 3 in the morning, now it's 6 in the morning.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, take an intern to videotape the entire thing.
Do we have that intern still or is he gone?
On Friday?
It would have to be Friday.
I feel like that guy would be totally down.
Yeah.
See if he could come. See if that guy wants to come and document it.
I feel like he would just end up naked in your hotel room.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, he's got to stay up all night though to do it.
Yeah, great.
And by the way, I just want to point out, I did accomplish one of the things on Omar's list already.
Oh, did you do sex three times?
Three
in a day?
Times in a day.
Gross. So,
with your wife?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Same.
What's that?
So you got to do it with someone, like a one-night stand.
No. That wasn't Omar's. Omar's was three times in a day.
Three times a day is not easy, dude.
Three times in a day, 24-hour period.
I thought you said your wife would be completely horrified and disgusted if you tried to do that.
I know.
Is it the neck? Dude?
She has PTSD now.
I think, it was first thing in the morning when we woke up. Then we went away for the night. We went to Palm Springs for one night. This was during the week we were off. Chris in the room when we got there, because that's where I'm at my best, in a new hotel room. And then the next morning, before it had been full 24 hours, knew that I was one away from hitting Omar's three, hit that, and then I threw my hat in the air afterwards. So proud of myself. Wow. She said, why did you do that?
Why? I don't want to look at this haircut.
Yeah. Put that hat back on. Cover your face.
Well, congratulations. So that's a big accomplishment.
Funner summer.
I think if you accomplish somebody else's funner summer challenge, you get bonus points for that.
I agree.
Like, the more that you can accomplish.
So we still have about five things we have to get done before Labor Day, I guess, whenever this thing comes to an end. But
yeah, I still have to do a one-night stand. I don't know how that's going to work out. You know what? After this conversation I have with Katie, it might be if I can find an A or B lister.
Yeah, who's the lowest level celebrity you have to find that she gave you a celebrity hall pass
for? Well, we talked about what level of celebrity it had to be.
Okay, that'll be coming up next hour on the show, so get ready for that. That's apparently all the rage again. It's back. Everything that was once cool is now back again, and apparently celebrity hall passes are in again. So we'll get to that coming up later. Back in a moment, we do news, and then we get you into Disneyland and Evanescence this weekend, and that's all coming up with more Klein Alley Show next. Hold on. Then we get into a brand new hour of the show, plus your four packs of tickets to Disneyland's coming up this morning. It's Klein Alley Show, and here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
It's one of the hottest days of the year, and there's a diarrhea outbreak. How's that for a funner summer? Cyclospora is a stomach virus that continues to make its way throughout America, giving as many people explosive diarrhea as it can in the process. And they say it's not getting worse in California. However, it is now potentially linked to Taco Bell, to the point where Taco Bell is now removing some of the ingredients on their menu, though they say this is still not their fault and doesn't necessarily have anything to do with them.
Tonight, Taco Bell saying they have voluntarily removed some ingredients at select locations as the foodborne parasite cyclosporiasis rapidly spreads across the U.S. The company stating public health officials have not confirmed a link to Taco Bell or any specific ingredient, supplier, restaurant, or retailer. Health officials now pointing to lettuce as a possible source of the outbreak.
It was really bad. There were moments where I was literally just camped out in the bathroom. I don't care. I'm just going to lay on this floor.
So they have also announced.
How many people refuse to be interviewed by the news for this story?
I'll talk to you, sure.
Sure.
Oh, here's another lady.
I would get massive amounts of diarrhea.
Oh, man. She sounds terrible.
You know, it can also come back. They said.
Yeah.
So you can get it, and you probably wouldn't get symptoms until a week after you were infected.
Oh, man.
So you would think you were in the clear, and then all of a sudden it would start.
And it's just one of those things that spreads easily through pools and stuff, too.
Well, and they also, it's very vague. They said produce and water. I'm like, okay, well, that's almost everything. And then they say wash your produce to try and combat this, but then what if the water you're washing it with is contaminated with this stuff?
It's kind of weird when the punchline, like the obvious joke is always like, oh, Taco Bell, enjoy your diarrhea. And then when it just becomes the reality, and I know that they claim there's been no direct link or there's been no official link yet, but apparently they interviewed a bunch of the people that have this thing, and the one thing that they all claim, they're like, well, I was a Taco Bell. Hey, I was also a Taco Bell. Like, just happened to be multiple people that ate a Taco Bell.
Right. And Taco Bell saying it's not necessarily proven.
Right. But
it's,
I mean,
just almost,
if you're like on a jury here, you're going like, it's definitely Taco Bell, right? Like,
yeah,
is anyone going,
who
like,
has gone to Taco Bell that hasn't gotten diarrhea? Or like, how can you even tell if it's from that?
Right, but it's also different types. There's like the Jake type that he gets every day. Then there's the like, oh man, I had Taco Bell. I probably shouldn't go out tonight.
And then this is like the
this
big
is
one.
Like the big one, the mother load. So congratulations.
Hey, Mouse.
Living with your parents in adulthood used to be a sign of failure. It was a mark of shame. And, you know, people would say, I can't date this guy. He still lives with his mom in his mom's basement. What a loser. But over the last decade, that mentality has changed a lot. And not only has the stigma changed, one in three adults is now living with their parents. Most of them are people in their 30s. The number jumped during COVID, yes, but then it went back down. Now it has steadily crept up again. And you wonder, with everything getting more expensive, I would wonder, like, how are people still affording vacations or clothes or, like, you know, the little things in life? But it seems like a lot of them just aren't paying rent anymore because they went back to live with their parents. And in many cases, it's people who did move out. Then they struggled for 10 or 15 years and said, hey, I don't want to be in my 40s and not have a dime saved. I need to start planning ahead in life. Why don't I move back in with mom for a little bit and get things figured out?
Well, one of the many great ideas we had over the years was this concept of living with parents is cool, but living with your own parents is terrible because they'll put a bunch of guilt on you. So living with other people's parents where they can help do your laundry and do all the parent things, and they're probably lonely anyway, so you just don't want to move in with your own parents. Move with others, and we call it Airbnb.
Yeah, but remember Johnny moved in with some old ladies, and he said, didn't it get like weird and sexual?
Yeah, they threw him out for some reason.
But they would like watch him shower.
Yeah,
right. He was renting like a room with like a bunch of old ladies or something. That was
a back room, and they were like both 50-year-olds. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird
situation.
He was like
situation. In the Golden Girls.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but they tossed him right out. You got evicted, right, Johnny?
Well, me and all my friends at the same time did. Like, we all woke up to one text in a group chat, and we were like, damn.
Yeah, so they got out of there. But, I mean, look, people need, it seems like it would make sense. Just move one house to the left. That way you're not dealing with your own parents.
Yeah, but I also know people who have lived, well, I actually have a friend who lives with her mom, and she pays rent.
Pays her mom rent?
Mm-hmm.
Like, cheap?
I think it's comparable. I don't think it's, like, expensive. I don't think she's being gouged by her mom. But also, I think it's, like, I think at this point, because she's got a husband and kids now. I think they split the rent.
They're all living there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But at this point, her mom's getting older, and it's, like, now whose house are you living in now? Now it kind of seems like the mom is a guest in her own house.
If I called my parents and told them I was moving back home, I wonder who would be more upset. Like them or me, like if that was a reality of a situation.
Wouldn't your mom love it?
No, I don't think
so. She always talks about how you never called.
I know, but if I'm there for more than like 2 days, it's already like, all right, when do you think you should leave for the airport?
Really? Wow,
like,
you must be a drag to live with, huh?
That's about it.
Shark Week is just around the corner, and to get ready for it, a famously large great white shark has been spotted off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. He is the biggest ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean. He's 1,700 pounds. He's 14 feet long. His name is Contender. He is tracked. He's got a tracker on his fin. So it's been a long time since he popped up, and yet they haven't seen him in a while. But now they know, because of this sighting, that he is headed to the popular tourist destination of Cape Cod. So what a great summer vacation for him.
Man.
He's going to feast.
They think this is the biggest great white shark on recorded record?
In the Atlantic. I think they're bigger in the Pacific.
You don't think this is product placement for Shark Week? They got to get everyone buzzing about it just to start getting the word out?
I think everyone wants to get excited about sharks in the summertime because everyone's in the water and they want to be scared of sharks. And then sharks are like, hey, I got to make sure I'm still the most feared animal in the ocean. Right? Yeah, they want to make sure they've got a good scary
sharks
reputation.
Yeah. We got to get into a brand new hour of the show right now. And one of us is going to try to figure out exactly how a $12, is it $12 or $16?
It's the
world's most expensive cup of ice water, courtesy of Erewhon. What it tastes like, and can they figure that out versus good old-fashioned K-Rock tap water? That's all coming up this hour here.